Okay, so before I say this over, I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to change any practices or claiming that this is the only way to go, but I just want to give you some knowledge from the actual text of the Shulchan Aruch, and specifically, maybe shed a little light onto the development of the common practice when it comes to how we conduct ourselves. So specifically today, I just want to talk about how we use our tzitzis during the course of Kriya Shema. So if you look in Hilchos Tzitzis in Siman Chav Dalet of the Shulchan Aruch, he basically tells you how a person is supposed to conduct himself when it comes to certain parts. The actual Siman is called Hanhagas Levishas HaTzitzis U'Schara V'Ansha. Right, so how you're supposed to conduct yourself when you're wearing tzitzis. So that's what we'll worry about. So the first sif is not relevant to what I want to talk about, but the second sif beis mitzvah lechos hatzitzis biyad smalis keneged libo b'sha'as kriyashma. It is a mitzvah. Again, it's not one of the tariag mitzvos. What he means to say is that the proper thing to do is to hold on to your tzitzis in your left hand, opposite your heart, while you are saying Kriya Shema. Remez ledavar, and where does this idea hinted to? V'hayu adivari ma'ila al levavecha. Right, so he says that this is hinted to in the psukim of Kriya Shema, that these things should be on your heart. So what one is supposed to do while saying Kriya Shema is to hold one's tzitzis in his left hand, and it should be a little bit elevated when you hold your hand, so you shouldn't just hold it on your lap. You should pick it up so that it is opposite your heart. I imagine that the reason one is supposed to hold the tzitzis in one's left hand is that in general the heart. Those cardiologists among us will correct me if I'm mistaken, but the heart is not actually on the left. It's in the center, but it's slanted to the left. So the top of the heart, you know, sort of faces the left-hand side of the body, and therefore we view the heart as being more towards the left side than towards the right side. So you hold your tzitzis in your left hand, and if you basically hold it this way, it's going to be closer to the heart than if you hold it in the right hand. But in a chinam, yeah, it's not dafka of the left hand or the right hand. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Kisvei Arizal, sheyozim ben kemitza lezeres. You should hold it between your kemitza, which is which finger? Who here has done kemitza? Any kohanim? Right, so you have to practice, right? So it's which finger? Just
between the second and the fourth, right?
Well, no, the kemitza is which finger. So when you do kemitza, you're holding the amount of flour that fits in these three fingers, right? You leave off your, you know, it's like you're a surfer, and you hold up these three fingers, you hold out these two fingers, and you do kemitza like this. So that's the amount of flour that goes into a kemitza that gets burned on the mizbeach when you bring a korban mincha. So this finger is called the kemitza because it's the last finger that holds the flour in. And the zeres is this finger, right? What they call in England, they came up with a really great name for it. It's called the little finger. True story. If you ask a British person what a pinky is, it's a little finger. So I'm not joking. That's where you're supposed to hold the tzitzis according to the Arizal. Again, in general, whenever the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arizal, he doesn't explain it in terms of the Kabbalistic inclinations or what the reasons are, but that is the reason that is the explanation of the Arizal in terms of where you should hold the tzitzis. And then he says, "Ukshiyagiel parsh tzitzis yikachem biyad yamin." Then you should switch to your right hand. Meaning the whole time you were saying it, you hold it in your left hand. Then you switch to your right hand. Why? Any thoughts why that would be? Why would you switch from your left hand to your right hand? Because when you get to the parsha tzitzis, there no longer contains that pasuk of al vavecha. In the first two parshas of Kriya Shema, so you have the pasuk in the first parsha and in the second parsha. However, you don't have that, you don't have anything related to the heart. You have lo sasur achrei lo'avta me'acharei neichem, but that's not referring dafka to the mitzvos. That's referring to a different iser of certain types of thoughts and certain types of inclinations. So he says, then you should look at them. And you should hold them in your hand until you get to, in the middle of Emes V'Yatziv, the word La'ad. And then you should kiss the tzitzis and let go of them. Okay. So that is the basic idea of how one should hold his tzitzis. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet points out some other hanhagos. Number one, in Siv Gimel, Tov listakel betzitzis b'shas atifa kishemavarech. Right, you should look at your tzitzis when you make the bracha on them. And yesh nogim listakel betzitzis kishemagiyam le'urisem oso. You should look at your tzitzis, or there are those who have the custom to look at their tzitzis when you say the words u'urisem oso. V'litin osam alaynaim, and to place them on one's eyes. U'minag yafehu v'chibuve mitzvah. And this is a positive minhag, it's a good minhag, and it shows an endearment for the mitzvah, meaning when you take the tzitzis and you touch them to your face, you know, you don't touch every little thing to your face. You know, generally speaking, if somebody says, oh, look at this new shirt that I bought, you know, you look at it, you don't stick it on your face, so because it's just somebody else's shirt. You know, but so you don't have that type of a relationship with somebody else's shirt, so you don't touch it to your face. Your tzitzis are your special beged that you love. And it's your special mitzvah, so you touch it to your face to show, you touch it to your eyes to show that you love it. And the Ramah then throws in, Gam noagim ktsas, a few people have the minhag, l'nashik atzitzis b'shasha ro'abam, to kiss the tzitzis when he looks at them. So when is the Ramah saying you should kiss your tzitzis? When you say urisem oso. When you say urisem oso, you might want to touch them to your eyes. And also, you might want to kiss them. Some people, a few people, have this minhag to kiss their tzitzis when they say urisem oso. V'hakol hu chibuv mitzvah. And the whole idea is chibuv mitzvah. Again, the Ramah is very into kissing things in general. Mitzvos, not everything. But the Ramah talks about the idea of bringing people to kiss the Sefer Torah and to kiss. I don't think the Ramah talks about kissing the mezuzah. I could be wrong. But the Ramah in general talks a lot about kissing mitzvos to show your chavivas for them, and that's certainly a good thing. And then in Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says kishem mistakel b'tzitzis mistakel b'shnei tzitzios shelofanov. Which tzitzis are we looking at here when we say or isem oso and we're holding our tzitzis? Which tzitzis are we holding? So he says the two front tzitzis sheyesh b'hem asarak sharim, because they have 10 knots. Again, this is. This is the Shulchan Aruch L'shita, so about how you're supposed to tie the tzitzis. So he says that totals 10 knots. Remez lahavayos, and that is a remez to Hashem's name. V'gam yesh bo'em tez zayin chutim v'asorak sharim, and that is because it has 16 strings and 10 knots. O lechavav kishem avaya, and that is it's also a hint to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which adds up to 26. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is saying you should dafka hold two of the tzitzis in the front two because it has certain gematria implications that is sort of a remez to the Shem Hashem. Okay. And in general, you don't find anyone in the poskim who says that you're actually supposed to hold all four tzitzis together. You're supposed to hold the front two tzitzis. And that's the Ramah doesn't argue over here. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura specifically, I don't think he mentions, he does mention that, what does it mean that it has a remez to the havayos, is perish l'sfiros, shem kishurim v'achudim zebazet. It has something to do with the sfiros, that they are somehow woven together. I don't know what that means, because I don't know anything about it, but the Mishnah Berurah did. And he's saying that there are two different allusions here. Number one is the allusion to the sfiros, and number two is the allusion to the Shem Hashem. So there are various Kabbalistic reasons why one should hold dafka the front two tzitzis and not all four of the tzitzis. Now, there's a second reason why. If you look in the Sefer Maisa Rav of the Vilna Gaon, there's a second reason why one should hold the front two tzitzis. The reason being that earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, he pointed out that the proper way to wear one's tzitzis is that the front two strings should be in the front and the back two strings should be in the back. And that the lashon is that kidei sheyehe mesuvav b'mitzvos, that a person should be surrounded at all times. He sets up like a mitzvos force field around him when he wears the tzitzis, and then the front two are in the front and the back two are in the back. Now, that's not necessarily in conforming to the standard style that people wear the tzitzis, that they group them all together and they wear them on the sides. I don't know if that's officially, I don't know if you draw an imaginary circle around and that counts or it doesn't count, but certainly for someone wearing a talis katan, sometimes in the summertime you have people wearing the talis katan on top of the baged, on top of their regular shirt, because I always say that the 90s, when I grew up as a teenager, was a much better time for tzitzis, because the style back then was everything should be very loose. So it was very easy to wear tzitzis no matter what kind of garb you were wearing. If you were wearing a t-shirt, it was a big t-shirt. So to put tzitzis under your t-shirt was very easy. Nowadays, everything is very tight. So obviously, it's important because people need to know these things in terms of, there's a lot of advertising that needs to be done when wearing clothing. So, but the idea is it becomes very difficult to wear tzitzis under your tight t-shirt. So people tend to, if they want to wear tzitzis, they'll tend to wear the tzitzis on top of the t-shirt, which is a shaila in terms of kabbalistically where one is supposed to put the beged versus the tzitzis. That's a different discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the beged is dafka supposed to be under the clothing and the tzitzis out. Maybe dafka the beged should be out and the tzitzis in. It's actually a big machlokes which way the Arizal went on that. But okay, lemaisa, that's why you see some chassidim will dafka wear the beged out and I don't even, I think they'll keep the tzitzis out also, but some, I think I've seen some chassidim who wear the beged on top of, if they're wearing, let's say, a regular white button-down shirt, they wear the tzitzis on top of the button-down shirt, and the tzitzis will be tucked in, because that's one of the opinions as to how the Arizal held that you're supposed to wear your beged and your tzitzis. But the standard approach of the Mishnah Berurah is that the beged should be underneath your clothing, dafka, and the tzitzis should be out. Now, whether or not the actual strings of the tzitzis need to be out is not so clear. The Mishnah Berurah was definitely a big proponent of it, but that's why I think it's become popular in recent decades that some Bnei Yeshiva, I don't want to impugn the dignity of anyone who doesn't, but some Bnei Yeshiva wear the tzitzis out based on this Mishnah Berurah. However, the minug amongst Bnei Yeshiva in Lithuania, for example, you will not find anybody with their tzitzis out. You can look at all the pictures of the different yeshivas. They did not wear the tzitzis out in the Lipische yeshivas. It was not the standard practice until the Mishnah Berurah stressed it based on the Magen Avraham that one is stafka, supposed to wear tzitzera. Moshe has a tshuva where he says that he doesn't think you have to wear your tzitzis out because it's very simple. The concept of ureisem oso is what? In the Gemara, what does it mean? It means prat le big day laila. Right, either big day Suma, probably big day Lila. So we already learned from Urisa Moso that you're supposed to wear your tzitzis during the day, right? Either big day Yom or Zman Yom, but either way, it's not teaching you that you're supposed to wear your tzitzis out. So okay, Apal Pige in the Mishnah Berurah was very adamant that people should wear the tzitzis out. Other poskim are not so adamant that you have to wear your tzitzis out, but the beged should most likely be worn under the outer garment. Now, all that being said, you're supposed to wear your beged in such a way that it's surrounding you on all four sides. Oftentimes, when you have people who wear the beged on top of the shirt, what will happen is they'll flip it. You know, it gets in the way, so that you can go about the course of your day. They'll sort of flip it behind them, so they're wearing it kind of like a scarf. So that is not that's not the way that one is supposed to wear the tzitzis. Tzitzis front is supposed to be in the front. The back is supposed to be in the back. Similarly, with a talis gadol, people wear the talis gadol, and then sometimes they want to sit down. I don't know if you ever seen this. Like, so they'll do like the Rebbe or the Rosh Hashivah thing, where they'll you know, you ever seen like how when you wear the long kapatas, you want to sit down, so you fold it up and you wrap it, and then you sit. So they'll do that with the talis gadol also. So l'chora, that's not a correct practice, because you're not wearing. Then you're taking the back two tzitzis and you're putting them in front of you. So the halachic reason not to hold all four strings while you are saying Kriya Shema is that reason as well. Some will point out that, and I think they quoted here in the Dirshu part of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's said b'shem the Arizal, although again, not quoted, that most of the source in halacha for the practices of the Arizal originated in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham was an avid follower of the practices of the Arizal, and he quotes a lot of them that came into more common practice, and the Mishnah Berurah quoted a lot of those from the Magen Avraham. It is quoted in the name of the Arizal that one is supposed to hold all four of the corners of the tzitzis during Kriya Shema, and that all of a sudden became the absolute standard practice that's quoted in all kindergarten classrooms around the world. So I'm not trying to say that that's not a valid practice, but it happens to be that is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in terms of how one is supposed to hold. It says Dafke is supposed to hold the front two tzitzis, and specifically, it could be based on Kabbalah of the concept of the Ramazim of the Sfiros, and it could be based on the Halacha of the front two tzitzis should remain in the front and the back two tzitzis should remain in the back. So it's possible that even though there are other Kabbalistic reasons to hold all four of the tzitzis, so that might be, again, I'm not saying it for sure is, it might be in the realm of a machlokes between halacha and Kabbalah in terms of if the halacha is that the tzitzis are supposed to remain that way the whole time, so then you should, and the Kabbalah says you're supposed to hold all four, which I don't know that's the only thing Kabbalah has to say about this, but so then that maybe that would be considered a machlokes between halacha and Kabbalah. Yeah.
So for somebody who practices and they hold all four during Shema, would this for that there be no problem with bringing it as a scarf also?
No. So what I would say is if you're holding all four during Shema, so it should be for Shema.
And that's it.
Right. Meaning so the practice I think is that you take the four tzitzis in your hand when you're in the bruch of Ava Rabba and you say Avim Shalom Arbak Kanfos Haaretz, you take the four corners of your tzitzis in your hand and then you release them when you get to La'ad Olamei Olamim. So then that should be it. But even when you're sitting for the other parts of davening, you shouldn't do the whole talis swipe where you keep the four corners in front of you, because then there's no Kabbalistic reason why you want to be holding all four corners together. You should dafka gather them together at Vahavienu, and you should release them at La'ad, and you should keep them the according to the preferred halachic way of wearing the tzitzis during that time. Okay, so that's just also just to point out. If you look at the various times when people kiss their tzitzis, so again, if you look in the Dir Shusav Mishnah Berurah or like a Piskei Tshuvas type sefer, he'll quote the various things, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as well as there's a multi-volume sefer that Orchos Rabbeinu that discusses all the different hanhagos of the stipler and has a lot of hanhagos of the Chazon Ish as well in there, where they used to kiss the tzitzis, and that's I think a lot of the people based on that they used to kiss the tzitzis every time he said the word tzitzis. But it's interesting that virtually nobody that I've seen, and I don't do a great job of looking around. I should work on that. I don't do a great job of looking around during Shema, but now it's should be a practice to. No, I'm kidding. You should not look around during Shema. You should focus on your Shema. But I don't see too many people who are mekayim what it dafka says in Shulchan Aruch, that you should place the tzitzis on your eyes when you say Arisa Moso, or at the very least you should look at them when you say Arisa Moso. And there are, the Mishnah Berurah quotes and other Svarim quote that Alpi Kabbalah, there's a lot of very positive things that you can gain from doing that. So at the very least, if you want to kiss them when you say tzitzis, I think that conforms to the practices of the stipler and a little bit in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But that shouldn't be la'afuke, that shouldn't come at the expense of the standard minhag that developed in the times predating the Shulchan Aruch of actually looking at the tzitzis and kissing the tzitzis at that time. Yeah?
Is that also for nighttime Shema, or is it nighttime Shema?
Not for the nighttime Shema, because technically, at least according to the Rambam, you're not really chayiv in tzitzis at that point, so we don't hold the tzitzis when we say the third parak of Shema at that time. Okay, let's...